Hey, this is Kari Payton. I'm Cyborg from Teen Titans and Injustice 2.
And Ezekiel from The Walking Dead. And you're listening to The Night Nerd. So keep listening.
Also, booyah! Because I'm schizophrenic.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Tuesday, so we're going to talk some TV and movies. We are celebrating the release of Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It came out last week, and I'm incredibly ashamed and embarrassed to say I still haven't got to play it. I actually got it last Tuesday. I've had it for a week now, and Spider-Man. I'm so close to beating Spider-Man. Because I wanted to devote all my attention to Assassin's Creed, because it looks really great. Because it's set in ancient Greece, and that is an awesome period of time. Yesterday, we looked at some other great video games that were set in ancient Greece. But today, we're going to look at some movies and TV shows that are in ancient Greece. Now, with ancient Greece, you know, yesterday we had to talk Kratos. You can't talk movies in Greece without talking Hercules. Hercules, whatever you want to call him. He is an icon, you know. He has been the thing of stories, this stuff of legend, for over 2,000 years at this point. That's, you know, I hope Superman has that, and, you know, Batman has that kind of staying power. You know, 2,000 years from now, people are still telling Superman and Batman stories, but Hercules has always been really cool. But before we really dive in to the Hercules phenomenon, there are, well, really just three other movies I want to talk about. The first one is 300, that everybody, you know, that this is Sparta. Everybody knows that line. Directed by Zack Snyder, based on Frank Miller's graphic novel of the same name. It is delightful. It really is just a whole lot of fun. Historically accurate, not so much, but great cast and cool fighting, yes. Pretty accurate to the comic books, yes. So, this was really one of the movies that helped put Snyder on the map and make people just kind of stand up and be like, wow, this dude knows his stuff. I mean, it was only the second movie he did, you know, his first one was Dawn of the Dead, but he did this, and the rest is not ancient history, but history. Because 300 was such a good movie, and you got to see so many cool things about ancient Greece. And a lot of that is, you know, thanks to Zack Snyder. So that's really, really cool. Another great movie, this one's a little older, so I don't know if everybody's seen it, is Jason and the Argonauts from 1963. This was so amazing. The big takeaway here, yeah, director Don Chaffee does a great job. Todd Armstrong, Nancy Kovac, everybody like that in the movie does really good. But the appeal of the movie, the awesomeness of the movie, is in Ray Harryhausen's stop-motion creatures. Whether you realize it or not, I can guarantee you, you've seen fight scenes and things from this film. You've seen different battles, the Hydra battle, the Gorgon, all of them. Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, Ray Harryhausen is somebody who, even if you don't know him, you know his work. You have seen his stuff, and Jason the Argonauts is one of the reasons for that. It is just so beautiful and so amazing. And the last film I want to talk about before we get into Hercules is one of my favorite films. So, I'm pretty good. I'm a movie guy, right? So, I'm pretty good at discerning the actor from the role they're playing, you know. Just because you're a jerk on screen doesn't necessarily mean you're a jerk in real life and things like that. But this movie caused me to despise this actor for, oh gosh, quite some time. It even kept me from watching some movies that I probably should have seen and might have liked. But the movie is Troy, and the actor in question is Orlando Bloom, because he is such a little word I can't say on this show in that movie. The movie I love. It is phenomenal. I mean, your cast, you have Brad Pitt, Eric Bana, Orlando Bloom, Diane Kruger, Brian Cox, Sean Bean, Brendan Gleeson, Peter friggin' O'Toole is in this movie. Directed by Wolfgang Peterson. It is 2.5 hours of your life that are awesome. And the fight scenes are great. The story is great. The love story is, I mean, it's a love story. And it doesn't take away from the movie at all. So it is just a really great movie. I mean, it was nominated for Academy Awards. It was nominated for a lot of awards, even like historical awards. As far as there's these awards called the Harry Awards, and this was nominated for the film which most contributed to the public understanding and appreciation of history. And London Critics, MTV, Teen Choice, which whether or not those are real awards, hey, people love it, so that works. This movie is just really just a whole lot of fun, and I could go on and on and on and on about it. You know, you have basically the retelling of the Iliad and everything about it. You know, the Battle of Troy, the Trojan Horse, the Helen of Troy, all these things. And it is, if you haven't seen it because you heard it was bad or something, you heard wrong. Go watch Troy. It is awesome. I said that was the last thing, but I do real quick, want to mention Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I know you're thinking, Lance, that's not in ancient Greece, but it is based on the Odyssey. So if you've read the Odyssey and you haven't seen Oh Brother, do that. If you've seen Oh Brother and haven't read the Odyssey, read it and then go back and revisit it, and you'll see how it has, you know, the sirens and the Cyclops and everybody, and it's really good. But to the man of the hour, the VIP, now that I've spent 7 minutes talking about everything else, Hercules. I love Hercules. When I was a kid growing up, Hercules was everywhere. You had the Kevin Sorbo TV series that ran from 95 to 99 for over 100 episodes. You had, like I said, Kevin Sorbo as Hercules, Michael Hurst as Aeolus, and then all sorts of other people. You had, oh man, I'm trying to remember them all. Bruce Campbell showed up a lot. Meg Foster. You had Ted Raimi show up there toward the end. You got the spinoff with Lucy Lawless as Xena. I mean, so many great, great things. And it was produced by Sam Raimi. So that, you know, you got to see his kind of weird, dark humor take on it. I loved it. It is a show that, you know, you can just sit there and watch. Entourage kind of parodied it with Johnny Drama's Viking Quest. You know, you can see a lot of similarities there. The show, yeah, there were animated series. There were five TV movies before the series even started. It is a cultural phenomenon. And you even had the Young Hercules show, which was how we got Ryan Gosling really, you know, kind of up and going and seeing him around. I mean, I know he started off on the Mickey Mouse Club and some Are You Afraid of the Dark and stuff, but this was Young Hercules was really where his breakout role, and got to see him do some really cool stuff. I mean, it only lasted like 50 episodes, but it was great as well. I mean, Hercules was just so delightful and so much fun. And also during all this, you also had the Disney movie, Hercules, which is probably in my top five Disney movies. Maybe even, if you don't count Pixar, maybe even in my top three. Yeah, I'm going to have to think about that. But if for no other reason, James Woods as Hades is phenomenal. I mean, Tate Donovan's Hercules is great. Danny DeVito as Philoctetes is wonderful and a delight. And, you know, just so many great things. Susan Egan as Meg. I've actually got to meet her. She's really cool. And seeing her, you know, or hearing her is wonderful. Rip Torn as Zeus is great. And then two of my favorite comedians with Bobcat Goldthwait and Matt Frewer is Pain and Panic. Hal Halbrook, Paul Schaefer, Jim Cummings, Wayne Knight, Keith David, Charlton Heston. You know, we were talking Peter O'Toole earlier. Now we have Charlton Heston. Those are the type of people that are attracted to Hercules movies. Anything like ancient Greece, Hercules, Greek mythology, it makes for that big, grand epic. I mean, that is where epics come from, is Greek mythology. So when it comes to movies, it's right there. Let me know what's your favorite Greek movie. Is it Hercules? Is it Jason Argonauts? Or other ones? There's so many out there. Electra, not the crappy Jennifer Garner one, but there's actually a movie called Electra. There's a lot out there. Let us know in the comments below here on SoundCloud or over on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are out there and we would love to hear from you. Just look for The Night Nerd. Email me, nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. Make sure you're checking out our other show, DC Animated Adventures. They have their own SoundCloud and stuff. Also, check out their Facebook. We're doing a writing contest to give away some Batman the Animated Series DVDs. So, good things going on over there. Subscribe to this channel. That way you get Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words, and Family Sounds. We got a big one coming up pretty soon we're excited about. But yeah, other than all that shameless self-promotion and stuff, that's going to do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
If you're a polytheist, you should be thanking Zeus for all the Greek achievements that they've passed down to you. You got democracy from the folks in Athens. Our alphabet is from the Phoenicians. Minoans and Mycenaeans.